Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome, everyone. Today we're doing a quick deep dive into some topics students might be seeing in the Juice educational app.
Right, just a heads up for parents and teachers on what kids are engaging with today.
Exactly. So, what's first on the list?
Okay, first up, there's a story about Mansfield Senior High School in Ohio. They started a 6-week course called Sleep to Be a Better You.
Sleep, huh? That's a big one for teenagers.
It really is. Apparently, something like almost 8 in 10 U.S. teens don't get the recommended 8 to 10 hours.
Wow, that many.
Yeah. And the course aims to help with that, hoping to boost grades and reduce absences.
Makes sense. Lack of sleep can really impact everything.
Definitely. The article mentions consequences like driving accidents, even links to suicidal thoughts. It's serious stuff.
So what do they do in the course?
Well, students track their sleep times, but also things like their energy levels and moods to see the connections.
That's practical.
And interestingly, a survey there found about half the students fall asleep while using their phones.
Not surprising, maybe, but still concerning.
Right. There's an example of one student, Nathan Baker, who made some changes, set a bedtime, cut late snacks, put the phone away earlier, and saw improvements.
So maybe a takeaway for parents and teachers is to, open a conversation about good sleep habits.
Exactly. Discussing that whole sleep hygiene idea.
Okay, what's next?
Moving on to the environment. The Goldman Environmental Foundation announced its prize winners for this year.
Ah, the Goldman Prize. That recognizes grassroots activists, right?
That's the one. People making a difference on the ground from 6 different regions.
Who are some of the winners this year?
Okay, let's see. From North America, Lorene Allen, who co-founded a group fighting PFAS contamination, those forever chemicals.
Oh, right. I've heard about those.
Then Simia Garbi from Africa, who exposed illegal waste dumping in Tunisia.
Important work.
From Asia, Batmunk Luv Sandash, who worked to protect a large area of desert in Mongolia. In Europe, 2 people, Basjana Guri and Ulsi Anika, campaigned successfully to save the Vioza River, creating a wild river national park.
Europe's first, I think.
That's what it says, yeah. And Mariluz Kanakuri Moriari in South and Central America, she got a river in Peru legally recognized as a person.
Recognized as a person? That's fascinating.
It is, yeah. Gives the river legal rights. And finally, Carlos Malo Molina from the Islands region pushed for a marine conservation center in the Canary Islands instead of a tourism project.
Quite a diverse group of environmental achievements.
Definitely. And it could be a good way to talk with students about, what environmental issues are happening locally and how even individuals can get involved.
Good point. Okay, what else has been covered?
Next, we have an economic story. The International Monetary Fund, the IMF, has lowered its growth forecasts for 2025.
Lowered them. For the U.S. and globally?
Yeah, both. The global forecast is down from 3.3% to 2.8%, and the U.S. forecast dropped from 2.7% to 1.8%.
That's a pretty significant drop, especially for the U.S. Why the change?
The IMF report points pretty directly at President Trump's trade policies, specifically the tariffs on China, as a major factor.
The trade war impact.
Right. They note the average U.S. import tax is now around 25%. And they estimate the probability of a U.S. recession at about 40%.
40%. Okay.
The IMF's chief economist even talked about entering a new era, sort of a resetting of the global economic system.
So this could be a topic to discuss with students, how global events like trade policies can actually affect the economy and, eventually their own lives.
Absolutely. Connecting those bigger picture things to everyday reality.
Okay. Story number 4.
This one involves Harvard University suing the Trump administration.
Suing? What's the issue?
It's about the administration freezing some $2.2 billion in federal funds designated for the university.
Wow, that's a lot of money. Why was it frozen?
Well, Harvard's lawsuit claims it's an attack on academic freedom. They argue the administration is trying to improperly influence academic decisions.
How so? What kind of influence?
The lawsuit gives examples, like demands to audit professors for plagiarism or to report misbehaving foreign students, and instructions about ensuring viewpoint-diverse classrooms.
So directives on how the university should operate internally.
Essentially, yes. And it seems other universities are concerned, too. 172 higher ed leaders signed a statement against what they call unprecedented interference.
Is Harvard alone in this legal fight?
They're leading this particular suit, but the Big Ten College Conference, for example, has agreed to support any member school facing similar threats. Though, interestingly, Columbia University apparently made some concessions to get its funding unfrozen, which drew some criticism.
And the administration's response?
A White House spokesman basically said, taxpayer funds are a privilege.
Right. This definitely seems like a good starting point for a discussion with students about academic freedom, what it means, why it's considered important, and that whole relationship between universities and government.
Yeah, complex issues there.
Okay, shifting gears a bit for the next one.
Yeah, this one's quite different. It's about a therapy animal, specifically a rabbit named Alex the Great.
A therapy rabbit? You don't hear that every day.
No. And he's a Flemish giant, so he's big, like 28 pounds.
Whoa.
He's officially certified as a therapy animal, and apparently he gets around in a little self-propelled mini Mercedes truck.
Wait, he drives a mini truck?
Well, his handler modified it so he can operate it. He goes to sporting events and public gatherings.
That's pretty unique. What's the story behind Alex?
His handler, Josh Rowe, actually rescued him from potentially being slaughtered. Now, he says he gets a lot of gratification seeing how much joy Alex brings to people.
That's a nice story, and maybe a way to talk with kids about how different kinds of animals can provide comfort and support.
Exactly. Beyond just cats and dogs.
All right, and finally, I think there's a quote of the day.
Yes, from the jazz legend Ella Fitzgerald.
Ah, the First Lady of Song. What's the quote?
It isn't where you came from, it's where you're going that counts.
Simple but powerful.
Very much so. And the piece gives a little background on her, you know, her incredible vocal talent, improvisation, huge career.
Mentioning some of her famous songs.
Yeah, like A Tisket, A Tasket, Summertime, It Don't Mean a Thing, the classics. Plus her achievements, 13 Grammys, millions of albums sold, Presidential Medal of Freedom.
And she was a real pioneer in breaking down racial barriers too, wasn't she?
Absolutely. A truly influential figure.
So that quote, "It isn't where you came from, it's where you're going." That could spark some really good conversations with students about, like, their own goals and not letting their background define their future.
Definitely. Focusing on aspirations and personal growth.
Well, thanks for joining us for another deep dive, and we'll catch you next time.
See you then.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.